Frank Corder is kindly with us. And, hey, while we're talking about Kapaka, were you in the Kapaka group at school, Fran?
Oh, it was an intermediate. I haven't been in Kapaka crew in some time now. So.
And that school was what, Trident or Whakatane? Where did you go?
Yeah, Whakatane. Yeah, Whakatane Hawaii down there. So, yeah, she was a long time ago now, but always used to perform with all the whānau, you know, back at home.
We've spoken about your like growing up in a musical family and playing, you know, old country standards like Your Cheating Heart in the local RSA with your dad. But two of your family went to drama school, eh, Fran?
Yes, yeah, it was my myself and my older brother Lawton in the 2000s when I went. So yeah, it's a very long time ago now.
Yeah, oh sure, but it's built a confidence which you carry into your mahi, irrespective of what you're doing. So yep. it's worked out well for both you and Lawton, eh? You've been making new music, Fran. Talk us through it.
Yeah, been just released another track maybe a week or two ago now, called "Falling for You." There's some more songs that are yet to be released this year, so. Working on trying to get that all done by, you know, we always try and give ourselves a deadline, but sometimes life gets in the way, you know. But this year I've got more music coming for sure.
Sounds good. I noticed that you also got some gigs coming up next month, and many of them are in Australia. Talk with us about the support over there and why you think your popularity is still high across the Tasman, Fran.
Oh, there's just a lot of expats over there, for sure. But, yeah, it's been, I think, post-COVID as well. We haven't been there in a long time, so there's a big calling, people wanting us to get over there and do some shows, because, one, they miss home, and two, we just haven't been there in such a long time. But awesome opportunity to go over and do runner shows with our mates, the Black Seeds, and a bunch of awesome human beings, so... Yeah, it's going to be a goodie. It'll be a choice one.
You're holding down the Cora name, which obviously the band was established with the Bros. Now they've drifted off into LOB. Do they come back and do any special appearances with the new lineup of Cora? Which you're sort of riding the ship on your own there at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, well, Stu's still in the band, but we just had Homegrown on the weekend, so we played after the LOB boys and. Brad got up on the microphone. That was such an awesome weekend. And, yeah, it was just pretty special to have the brothers there. We were just missing our eldest one. He had a gig somewhere else, missing Lordy. But, yeah, good to have the boys on the stage again.
Yeah, and a lovely support of each other. Yeah, well, talk us through Homegrown. Everyone knows of the gig. Even this old guy's been to one of them, if I recall, back a few years. But what stood out for you about it, and particularly this interchange or celebration, I guess, between the two bands, Fran?
Oh, yeah. Well, Homegrown's always been the place that, for many years, it was always like the last festival that signaled the end of the summer run of shows. So that was always one that all the bands would look forward to getting to and playing to, and I think it brings the best out of all the bands. Everyone really wants to put on a good show because all the other bands are there, all your mates are there. But, yeah, also it was just, I think it was over 20 years ago when we first played Homegrown. Back then it was called X-Fair, Red Bull X-Fair or something like that. So Kelly and Rachel, who were the starting founders of Homegrown, that was their last show, so it's pretty special. And then obviously you had Stan Walker, L.A.B., 1814, Catch a Fire, Legends. and everyone just bought the A-game that day. It was unreal. Just such a beautiful day to be a part of.
But Cora was the winner on the day.
Oh, cool.
Hey, friend, look, you're a very talented dude, but I know the modern Māori called Ted, any updates there or some of the other things you're doing? Are you writing or scripting things? What's keeping you busy, friend?
Definitely all the music stuff with the quartet. We've got a show and it's corporate showdown in Queenstown, April, just before I take off to Australia with Quarter and Black Seeds. So good to catch up with the boys again. We're also doing a little bit of writing for, it's like a Te Reo Māori children's book thing, so just making a couple of songs for that with the quartet. Also got just playing music locally here in Papamoa. Have R&B and hip-hop band called the R&B Beast. We've got a gig this Friday. And yeah, that's been an awesome project. And then just all the local shows, playing playing covers and weddings with mates, so I don't have to live too far from home, apart from travelling away for quarter and quartet. So it's been a real busy year. It's been awesome.
Good on you, mate. R&B Beast, eh?
Yeah. That's a... that's such an awesome, awesome gig, because killer players in the band, and it's that music that, you know, I've tapped into that generation, or the band has tapped into that generation where there's a young crew coming through, and they know all the songs, the 90s R&B hip-hop, early 2000s R&B hip-hop, because it was the music that their mum and dad used to listen to. So we've moved into that category of music. But it's awesome, and people are still listening to that music before they go out and have a few drinks with their friends, or play them at the parties, you know. So it's good to have a live band doing that stuff.
Well, we've got a little bit of Falling for you. You wrote this one, I assume, Francis?
Yeah, myself and Dan wrote this one. So, yeah.
What's it speak of?
Enjoy. Oh, it's actually about the person himself, or a person. They might find someone who has helped them get out of a bit of a pickle in terms of love, but there's always a part of themselves which they'll never reveal to that person. They'll always hold their cards and keep that secret to themselves. So that's what the song's about.
It's got a nice groove too, very reminiscent of Cora's style, and that vocalist, oh, honestly, that vocalist should receive a knighthood.
Thanks, man.
Get on your friend. Good catching up with you again, brother. Travel well.
Cheers. Thank you, man.
See you, mate. Thank you.